Thanks for coming up to my room, Daddy. Sorry, I mean Dad. I'm almost a grown woman now. I can start talking like one. Well, if you like it, I guess I can keep using it. In private, at least. I always was your little girl, even if I didn't really look or act the part. I was a tomboy from the start. You said my first word was football, although that might have just been a story you told me. What? Oh, this. Well, you always said I should wear more dresses. I always ignored you, but if it makes you happy for me to wear a dress when it's just you and me, then I guess I can live with that. Now, as to your other request for me, you said I should date more. I must have the only father that wants his daughter to go on more dates. It's just that boys my age are, well, they're boring. All they're interested in is sex. They don't care about sports as much these days, or cars. They don't go fishing anymore, or build stuff with their own two hands. I always said that if I did get a boyfriend, he was going to have to be more of a man than me. I blame you, really. No, I know you didn't force a tomboy lifestyle on me, but when it was clear I play with trucks more than dolls, you didn't try to force the girly stuff either, like Mum did. I blame you mainly for making all the masculine stuff look so cool and being so good at it that I can never really help but want to be like you. I inherited your aptitudes in sports, carpentry, and a lot of other stuff. I inherited all of your interests too. Well, except being interested in girls, the only thing I got from Mum is my actual sex and certain womanly attributes my body has. Is it weird that I came to you when puberty hit me and not Mum? I think I upset both of you with that, although you handled it well. Mum, not so much, but that was kind of an ongoing theme. She was the one who kept trying to make me into a proper little girl, no matter how much I resisted or just wasn't interested at all. About the only thing you two could agree on with me was that you hoped I had children one day. You both wanted grandkids. The weird thing was, I was okay with it. Even with being a tomboy all my life, I knew I still wanted children. In fact, it started to become an obsession of mine recently. No, don't worry, I'm not pregnant. I'm still a virgin. Like I said earlier, boys my age are boring, and they're not as manly as I'd like. Even boys older than them are much better. But you know what the big problem with other guys is, Daddy? They're not you. I keep mentally comparing each guy to you, and they always come up short. Still, I kept looking for that guy that was close enough to being you for me to respect him enough to let him have sex with me. The problem is, you're pretty unique. So it became clear that if I was going to hold out for a man as good as you, I was going to be looking for a very long time, possibly forever. Or I could just go with the one man I know that meets all of my criteria. The only thing wrong with him is that he's my father. But the more I thought about it, the more that started to seem like not such a bad thing. Actually, a good thing if you think about it some. Daddy? You know how Mum tells me not to stand there with my mouth open? Well, now it's my turn to tell you the same thing. I can see why that annoys her. Now, I was probably the cause of that expression on your face, so don't take it personally. It's my fault. But before you use that mouth for other things and a shocked expression, things like telling me that it's a bad idea or a flat out no, let me try to convince you. You always did say you wanted grandchildren. Well, now's your chance to make that a reality. I know you wanted more children too, but Mum refused. I don't know why. She could have had another daughter that would probably have been more conventionally feminine, but we can give her a granddaughter that might be that way. It may take a few attempts, but I'm more than willing to keep trying. Mum will be upset at first. What about me being pregnant at least? We won't tell her who the father is. But then her anger will turn to relief that she is getting a grandkid. Especially since I may have been putting the idea into her head lately that I was a lesbian. I think she'll actually be relieved. So that cake takes care of Mum and Daddy. Now I just need to take care of you so that you will take care of making a baby in me. Now, I'm sorry, Daddy. I did put on this dress for you. I do know you like it so much when I wear them. But I'm going to take it off now. I promise that if you give me what I want, I will wear more dresses. Especially since I don't have maternity sizes in the boys' section. And typical tomboy that I am, I couldn't bring myself to put on any feminine underwear. Well, I didn't really have any that wasn't too small now, so I just went commando. There's those parts I inherited from Mum. Well, the breasts are still an inheritance in progress. I'm a smaller, sleeker version of Mum, I guess. I'll definitely gain some size in them temporarily if I get pregnant. Maybe permanently. But the hips and the pussy, I'm pretty sure they're all good to go as they are. At least as far as making babies and delivering them. Now, Daddy, you know we've done everything together our entire life. We've always been close, too, since the day I was born. Fathers and their daughters are always close, but when their daughter is a tomboy, I think you end up even closer. We spent way more time together than a regular father and daughter would have. We talked more, just another thing for Mum to be jealous about. But with all of that closeness and me being your little girl, doesn't the idea of me having sex with a boy scare you? You'd never let it get in the way of letting me actually date if I wanted. Or even if you knew I had become more sexually active. But you still don't like the idea of any boy doing things like that with your daughter. But one of the reasons that you would let me do it is because you trust me. You know that I'm smart and careful. If I was going to let a boy sleep with me, you'd know it was because I had thought it through and made the decision carefully and wisely. So trust me in this decision. I have thought it through carefully. I know I can trust you to take my virginity, to make love to me, to impregnate me, because my daddy wouldn't hurt me. You know you're going to give in, Daddy. I can always get whatever I really want from you. Maybe it's ice cream after the big game or that new bicycle for my birthday. You taught me to never stop fighting for what I want. And I want you and your baby. Babies, actually. I want you more than Mum does. She doesn't even sleep with you much anymore, does she? You must be so horny these days. But here I am. I look enough like Mum for you not to be able to ignore that. Especially when I come in wearing a dress, or when I'm not wearing anything at all. I must be hard to recognise without jeans and a t-shirt on. Now your eyes have all kinds of other places to look at instead of my face. But that looks like hers too, doesn't it? A younger, less harsh version. Maybe a bit more boyish, but not in a bad way. So maybe you just want to have sex with anyone. Or maybe you want to have sex with someone that looks an awful lot like Mum. Or even better, maybe you want to have sex with your daughter and be even closer to her than you were before. I really like that idea, but I'll take any of them really. Here, let me help you with those shorts. Mum doesn't like you walking around the house in them, but she's not here. I never minded them though. Just like I won't mind it if you're wearing even less. Now, you could try to stop me as I pull them off, but you told me never to lie. And telling me you didn't want this would be a really big lie. Oh, and speaking of really big, well, at least I'm assuming that it's big. I have no frame of reference. Even porn is kind of boring to me, because I can't connect to the people in it. But I want to connect to that. Would you think any less of me as a tomboy or as a daughter if I said I kind of wanted to suck on it? Or what if I actually did suck on it? Relax, daddy. It's just my mouth and my lips and my tongue. I may not have any experience with this, but I pick things up quick. Even non-tomboyish things, if I want to. And I really want to be good at this, at least for you. Because even though you made it clear I should live my own life, I always wanted to please you. Just having you in my mouth and feeling it even harder is making me wet. I've never been so wet before. There's been no other boys, and I don't even masturbate all that much. I'm usually too busy doing something else, or too tired at the end of a busy day, so I guess you're not the only one who's been horny for a while now. I would keep sucking it for you, Daddy. I can later if you want, anytime you want, but I want your first time coming with me to be inside of me, hopefully when I'm coming at the same time. Come with me over to my bed. If it was any other man than you, I'd probably insist on being on top. Even for my first time, I've never let a man get the best of me my entire life. So sex shouldn't be any different. But for you, I don't mind being a little submissive. You always raise me to be strong, but that's why I'm okay right now with being the one under you. So go ahead and get on top of me, Daddy. Don't be so careful. You've seen some of the things I've managed to do to myself in the course of being a good tomboy. Today, I'm kind of pleased that you can't see most of the scrapes and scars I've accumulated. I barely cried for any of them. I promise no crying today too. But this should be easy. I'm athletic enough and eager enough, very eager. I hope you aren't disappointed by how lustful I'm turning out to be, Daddy. The way I squirm with anticipation as your cock tries to find just the right spot. I've never seen you so nervous before, or with a look of lust on your face. And both are because of me, just like I'm feeling those things because of you. Now, no more fooling around, Daddy. Put it in me. I'm ready for you, and I know you're ready too. I'd tell you to pretend I was someone else if that helped, but I can't do that. I want you to know that you're putting it into me, into your own tomboy daughter. That's it, Daddy. Push it into me as slowly or as fast as you want. Don't worry about me being a virgin. My virginity is yours to take. So take this gift from me, Daddy. It's so much better than another tie. See, Daddy, I told you no tears, even when you pushed it in all the way in. Instead, I'm just filled with happiness. Happiness and lust on your cock. But I want something else to fill me too, so you need to move it in me, Daddy. Fuck your little tomboy girl. Oh, just like that, Daddy. This is everything I hoped it would be. I'm closer to you right now than I ever have been before. This is better than being at a playoff game or finishing one of our projects or anything I've ever done before, and it keeps getting better the longer we do it. More, Daddy. More of your cock moving in my pussy and making me feel so good. More of your body moving against mine. More of teaching me about sex, about making love and making babies. That is the part I'm looking forward to most of all. I'll be carrying my father's baby and right in front of Mum. but you need to come in me first. I want to be full of your cum and then full of your baby, even if we have to make love 100 times before I get pregnant. I think I'm ready to come. My body is just waiting for yours so it can join with you in pleasure. So come in me, Daddy, and I will come too, and everything will be perfect. Yes, Daddy, come in me. Give me all of your love and come, and I'll take it all. Sorry, Daddy. I know I promised not to cry, but these are happy tears. I'm not being a very good tomboy today between the tears and the dress and the moaning, and I'll look even less the part when I'm pregnant. But I'll still be your tomboy daughter. We'll still watch all the games together and build stuff or break stuff. We'll still drive Mum nuts with how dirty our clothes get and how we leave the house a mess. And our newest project will really drive her up a wall, because we're going to have to convert one of the spare rooms into a nursery. She'll probably have to leave the house for all the pounding that is going on. But that's okay. When she leaves, we can switch to a different kind of pounding. Now, no more fooling around, Daddy. Put it in me. I'm ready for you, and I know you're ready too. I'd tell you to pretend I was someone else if that helped, but I can't do that. I want you to know that you're putting it into me, into your own tomboy daughter. That's it, Daddy. Push it into me as slowly or as fast as you want. Don't worry about me being a virgin. My virginity is yours to take. So take this gift from me, Daddy. It's so much better than another tie. See, Daddy? I told you no tears, even when you pushed it in. All the way in. Instead, I'm just filled with happiness. Happiness and lust and your cock. But I want something else to fill me too. So you need to move it in me, Daddy. Fuck your little tomboy girl. Oh, just like that. Just like that, Daddy. This is everything I hoped it would be. I'm closer to you right now than I ever have been before. This is better than being at a playoff game or finishing one of our projects or anything I've ever done before, and it keeps getting better the longer we do it. More, Daddy. More of your cock moving in my pussy and making me feel so good. More of your body moving against mine. More of teaching me about sex, about making love and making babies. That is the part I'm looking forward to most of all. I'll be carrying my father's baby and right in front of Mum. But you need to come with me first. I want to be full of your cum and then full of your baby, even if we have to make love 100 times before I get pregnant. I think I'm ready to come. My body is just waiting for yours so it can join with you in pleasure. So come with me, Daddy, and I will come too, and everything will be perfect. Yes, Daddy, come at me, give me all of your love and come, and I'll take it all. Sorry, Daddy, I know I promised not to cry, but these are happy tears. I'm not being a very good tomboy today between the tears and the dress and the moaning, and I'll look even less the part when I'm pregnant. But I'll still be your tomboy daughter. We'll still watch all the games together and build stuff or break stuff. We'll still drive Mum nuts with how dirty our clothes get and how we leave the house a mess. And our newest project will really drive her up a wall, because we're going to have to convert one of the spare rooms into a nursery. She'll probably have to leave the house for all the pounding that is going on. But that's okay. When she leaves, we can switch to a different kind of pounding.